Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
Friday, Kyle Brusten-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust alongside Kyle Wallace and Brad Nortman. You, KBN Nation, as always at 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. List is more and see our beautiful faces on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. As per usual, Alex Strofe running the show.
Now this is some breaking news.
We just got a letter. It's from Benny Brust.
Maybe not a letter.
Do you have any idea what's going on yet?
No idea.
Kyle?
I'm guessing it's wedding related.
Any idea?
No. What letter would you have gotten or what letter would Ben have
Fellas,
sent us?
The day has come. Look what I got here.
I went into my backyard.
Oh!
And
wow.
I did not have a real shovel. I still used my plastic snow shovel that cracked when Brad and I initially dug our Packers time capsules.
How did you pierce the ground?
It was so soft from the rain and like the moisture that I basically took the shovel and like just started killing my lawn. I just started scraping the top of it. And once I got to dirt, I put on my gardener gloves / lawnmower gloves because I'm weak and get blisters.
Oh, that's a real thing.
Yeah. No, you made fun of me and then you did join me.
Yeah, and I was like, wait a minute now.
Ben's got a point here.
I need these nice soft hands.
Yeah, no, I mean, once you get the blisters, then, you know, they usually heal and you don't get blisters in the same spot again. You're a little tougher. Well, I'm not tough, so I took my gardener gloves and I started digging like a dog. Or like an animal into my backyard.
Use your hands.
Yeah, the
use
mud.
His hands.
Yeah, there's video proof that I dug with my hands, and I pulled out what looked like something that would get me arrested and thrown in federal prison at the border.
Oh,
I mean, it was
Kurt Cobain wrapped
in. It was wrapped in probably 2 pounds of Saran wrap, and
the outside was aluminum foil.
I remember how protected those.
As protected as you think, because it was soaking wet.
The paper was soaking wet?
The paper wasn't.
Wait, the papers?
So we did a good job.
So here's what you did. So you had two Ziploc bags full of envelopes. So all of the papers were in envelopes. Most of the papers, I should say, were in envelopes. Not all of them, for whatever reason. So they were in envelopes, and then those envelopes and those loose pieces of papers were put into 2 gallon-sized Ziploc bags. Those Ziploc bags were wrapped in about 2 pounds of Saran wrap, plastic wrap, and then that was covered in tinfoil. The Saran wrap, the outside of the gallon bags, and the tinfoil was all soaking wet and full of dirt and mud that I had got all over my hands. It took 2 minutes for me to wash it off this morning.
So yeah, by the way that Strofe got this, because I was not able to be in when I like to be in, I'm on Brad's schedule today. It was delivered, and when I took the time capsule out of the ground, I threw it on my patio, and next thing I knew, boom, I was like, fiance, you got to get this Strofe. So I put it in a plastic bag. So I didn't even wash the dirt off the aluminum foil.
You put it in a plastic bag and then put it in a paper bag. So it was a plastic bag inside of a paper. So I got to my desk this morning, and there was a giant, like, grocery paper bag standing on my desk.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I did put it in a plastic grocery bag.
Inside of that was a plastic grocery bag that was tied shut, so I had to, like, slice it open.
That must have been filthy.
Seems
it was
wild.
Disgusting.
Especially for our office.
I mean, it was in Mother Earth for 6 months. Longer.
Why would you put it in our office space where
it
could
get dirty? Well, the good news is I'm a smart guy. I went out to the garbage cans. I took the top off the garbage cans and I just started ripping it apart. And now we've got our time capsules.
When did we officially bury those? Was that the Friday?
It was before the season.
Yeah, it was the Friday.
September, October, November,
was that a Friday
December,
game?
It was the Friday the Packers played the Eagles, so September 6th.
It's been about 7-8 months that thing has been living under the ground in my backyard.
That feels like a really long time ago. Really long.
It was literally the day of
the Packers played the Eagles.
September
6th is the day you buried it. It's March 28th, so we're coming up in 7 months.
Have you parsed through these at all, or are we revealing for the very first time that nobody knows what's on there?
All the time, Capitalist.
So I have some statistics, some odds and ends that will give us kind of an overarching theme on some of the questions that were answered. 76 responses to the time capsule. Not bad, KBN Nation. 78 of you.
So I almost blew it before the show because I said, Strofe, next year we're going to make it more accessible.
With the
we're
survey?
We're going to do SurveyMonkey.
I knew you were lying.
I was pretty obvious you were lying.
Hey, I was like, he's trying to throw me. Because we're talking about what, I have to.
That's what's so funny. Bought it. He did this before.
You stupid.
He did it before where he lied, so I knew he was lying about it.
That makes sense to
me. I was just like, whatever.
Before we get back to the time capsule, on the Carpool's Talking Text Line, 800-990-3776, Taylor and Waukesha. Ben was late for morning meetings, ? I saw him at the casino playing the same slot machine.
Taylor. Ha, ha, ha.
Probably was.
I did notice on a meeting we were on together, your camera was turned off.
I was trying to multitask being a father and a worker.
He was trying to multitask playing the slots.
No. This is for another day. We got to stay locked on time capsule.
You got him, Kyle. All right, fellas. As I mentioned, 76 submitted. The very first question on the time capsule was...
Dang, you opened all 76 of them?
I went through them, yeah.
Oh, man, what a grinder.
Oh, actually, before we do that, there was actually another surprise in the time capsule when I unpacked it. The 76 of them were in envelopes. There was 48 unused envelopes in the time capsule.
What?
Did you go through all of them?
Well, I started opening them, and I texted you at one point. I said, the first three envelopes are empty. You put a Ziploc bag of empty envelopes in with the time capsule.
I mean, that sounds about right.
Can you save those? I might need those.
So bizarre.
So I actually went to our office administrator, and I said, hey, just out of curiosity, how much do envelopes cost? And she said, it's about 2 cents an envelope. So
that ain't bad.
It's a dollar worth of envelopes that you stole from the company. So not only did you waste company time at the casino yesterday, you also stole a dollar worth of envelopes.
Just keep stealing time.
Money every day.
For no good reason.
Benny stealing time, Brust.
All right, the first question on the 2024 green and gold time capsule was record predictions. The correct answers accepted were 11-6 or 11-7. 30 of us got it correct, which included myself, Kyle Wallace, and Brad Nortman. We all got the record right.
Oh, wow.
Let's go.
Congratulations, guys.
I put my money where my mouth was. I bet. One of the few bets I won.
Ben Brust, a Packers doubter.
Did I have 9-8?
You had 9-8.
Ooh.
And you were wrong.
He was way off.
I mean, way off.
They lost the last two games of the season.
This one was fascinating to me. Really good question by us, by the way. Who would be the kicker at the end of the season?
Oh, yeah.
Nobody got Brandon McManus. However, six people did say... some variation of a free agent or some random free agent.
Oh, good on them.
So six people technically got it right. 34 people said Anders Carlson, including myself.
Fool.
12 people said Mason Crosby.
Oh, wow.
Oh, even more fool.
Tied with Mason Crosby. 12 people said Brad Nortman.
Oh, wow.
They don't know that Brad can't kick field goals.
Yeah, if you thought they ran Anders out of town, they would have ran me out of town.
Six people said Alex Hale. Remember that guy? He's still on the roster.
Yeah.
Because he's an international player prospect.
Wait a minute. Guy. Alex Hale was on the roster the whole year?
Yeah, he was on the practice squad.
Wow.
Stealing
money.
Only two people said Braden Narveson. One of them was Kyle.
That was your guy until he wasn't your guy.
Cut him loose.
Ben wrote Chad Ochocinco.
Nice.
He's kicked
nailed
field
it.
Goals before.
Dad jokes.
He's a big soccer guy.
Okay. One of our questions was, how many games would Christian Watson play? He played 15. Not bad
Ooh,
for
him. Yeah, that probably beat mine.
Probably beat a lot of them.
That's a lot of games.
Eight people had it right. The only people we knew were Josh DiMaggio of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy and Steve the Homer True, both getting that one correct with 15. I said 14. I was close. All of us were wrong.
Played 15 games and it all ended in devastation.
16 people wrote four games. 16 people wrote four.
I mean,
he's got an injury history.
Yeah, can you blame him?
Here's where we get fun. I will read the question verbatim. Will producer Alex Strofe be invited to Ben Brust's wedding? Which ultimately the answer, fellas, is yes.
To be determined.
Is it yes?
That was not an invite. That was a save the date.
You're right.
And there's been a lot of gray area, even with the save the date. I still don't know what the situation is.
Let me tell you something. Can I give them a little bit behind a curtain? Listen, I RSVP'd a little early, and I was told, thank goodness you didn't RSVP for this because you weren't invited.
Correct.
He told me that. So I was like, oh.
We accidentally sent the welcome party to the entire wedding invite list.
I said I didn't want to go, but damn, he told me you weren't invited. I was like, damn, you had to tell me all that?
Yeah, well.
So you may, or may not be invited yet. Sure.
Well, we'll get to that in just a moment, Kyle. Of our 78 respondents, one of them did not answer. That was Steve the Homer Truro. He crossed that question out.
He's mad about that.
Moral stance.
We had one maybe, which was from my girlfriend, who said, maybe. I'm still weighing my plus one options.
Hey.
What a response.
We had 16 no's. And 58 yeses.
It's overwhelming.
Dang.
Including Ben's fiance, who circled yes and wrote, shh.
Oh,
However, one of those 16 no's was Ben Brust.
Oh. We did not conspire on these answers, by the way.
I should have said yes, divided. Banging ass.
And again, this is
so literally, just so you know, you're only invited because of her.
I love her. She's the best. I can't believe she's with you, but she's the best. So, again, this is just kind of the big themes. We will dive into individual answers and a little bit more later in the show. Next one. This one's fun. Will Kyle Wallace be engaged when we open the time capsule?
Kyle, what's the answer?
Any news?
I'm in love, fellas.
Are we hitting the breaking news?
I'm in love. That's it. All you need to know.
Is there a ring on her hand?
Yeah, maybe you'll know, maybe you won't. Just know I'm in love.
Kyle, we're doing the time capsule. We need an official answer.
We need something definitive. As of today.
I plead the fifth.
Are you planning on doing it tonight?
I plead the fifth.
What's happening?
Kyle, you're not helping us right now.
You
can get in my ear and say if something very serious is going on.
I have no answer.
This is super weird.
We'll see.
But the time capsule was dug up today, so it's sort of a yes or no answer.
Yeah,
it's
a maybe. There's no maybe. It's either a yes or a no.
No, we're not engaged yet.
Okay.
Why are you doing this?
Because we're not engaged yet.
Or is this the truth?
Yeah, why would I lie about that?
Well, you could have just said no right away instead of wasting one minute of our lives.
No, that was 2.5 minutes of awkwardness. Do you want me to skip it?
No, keep going. We keep going.
Are you guys okay?
Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
I just talked to her. He's in love.
I just talked to her before I got on air. She texted me.
Okay. All right, to the results. Will Kyle be engaged? Two non-answers on this one. One was Homer again.
Respect that, Homer.
Homer.
The other was Ben's fiance.
Ben's fiance.
And she just said, no pressure.
Thank you, Ben's fiance.
Very, very graceful responses from Ben's fiance.
However, we got other answers. 30 people. 30 people said yes, 42 said no. So it was about a 50-50 split.
Yeah, good for them.
Pretty good.
Good for them.
That's pretty much the entirety of the overarching themes. I have a couple individuals I want to dive into throughout the show, and we will get to those in a bit. But those were kind of the big picture things. So there you have it.
All right, Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman. A lot to dive into, no pun intended, because I was digging through Mother Earth to get this time capsule out. There's other questions like crazy NFL prediction, any like other answers we're going to get to that are,
I will just say this. There was a topic and I want to read some of the individual responses. The very last question on the time capsule is one surprising prediction for the Kyle Brust and Nortman show. I will say this.
Ooh.
Somebody on this panel nailed a prediction.
Oh, wow.
Somebody on this panel nailed a prediction. The rest of us, not so much. One person though. Was spot on.
Mm.
That's amazing.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited for that.
And Brad, you're going to tell us what is going to be coming on Monday, which is a great old time. at American Family Field.
Oh, that's right, guys. Baseball season is here. KBN Nation, you know that. But the home opener is on Monday. And thank you to Carbless, who is sponsoring the ESPN being all over it. That's right. When you go to the grocery store, pick up a Carbless and enjoy on Monday the unofficial start to the summer, which is the Brewers home opener, which is sponsored by Carbless, the ready-to-drink cocktail. Live shows from inside the ballpark, special guests all day, and unmatched excitement for the crew on ESPN Wisconsin, because we're going to carry every pitch of the home opener as the Brewers take on the Royals. Opening day is a day to be celebrated, a day to be enjoyed. Enjoy it with a Carbless and enjoy it right here on ESPN Wisconsin, sponsored by Carbless. Be the MVP of your tailgate. Grab a pack today and enjoy the start of baseball season as we cover it Monday. Sponsored by Carbless.
We have dug up the Green Bay Packers time capsule that was in my backyard for 7 months. We reveal the probably most shocking answers to the questions we asked. Individual answers, Kyle, Brust, Nortman, Strofe, girlfriends, fiancés, first ladies of the Nortman estate, and Kyle's being weird about his girlfriend. All that and more. Next. The official Kyle Brust and Nortman green and gold time capsule for the 2024 and 25 season has been dug up. The ground was soft. I got ambitious yesterday. Went outside, dodged all the dog poop, put the winter cool shovel down, scraped the grass, dug my hands in with gardener gloves, and found the saran wrapped, tinfoil wrapped, triple Ziploc bag wrapped
Kyle,
time capsule.
Kyle, what do you always call him? A walking miracle?
He is a walking miracle.
This guy took the strangest route to digging up the time capsule.
Did I get the time capsule?
The answer is yes, and I applaud you for it, even though
Did you have Bruce help you?
Even though the season ended,
like a dog.
The season ended 2.5 months ago, but hey, I applaud you nonetheless.
It was cold.
Did you have any trouble finding the spot, or was your landmark nailed it?
I knew it was three to four bars, panels in from like the
fence post?
The main fence post, and it was 1 foot out. Nailed it. Absolutely nailed it.
How was the grass over the top of it? Could you tell there was a...
Yeah, I could tell. I could tell we dug that up. It didn't really come back together after we dug
tried
it out.
We tried to manicure it a little bit,
that's
but
what weed man's
you can
for.
Do.
Weed exactly. Man's can come in and fix that.
He'll fix it.
Now I have mine, Brad's, Kyle's, and Strofe's, our time capsules in front of me. Now, I know you mentioned that I had the regular season record wrong, but you're jumping the gun here and be like, oh, our predictions were so much better. All three of you had them in the NFC Championship game. I had them losing in the wild card round, so I'll take that prediction over any of them.
Well, you were just being a hater when you were doing it.
A hater? I was literally prognosticating, and I was right.
You said 9-8, wild card, because you didn't think this
what's
team
it,
was in
what's
the
difference between being 9-8 and having two more wins and losing in the playoffs the same round? It all feels the exact same. If anything, it's worse this year because they won more games than lost. They won less games last year and won in the wild card.
I think
card
that's
round.
A little misleading.
The Super Bowl champion.
Exactly. I think it's a little misleading. You're leaving some important details out.
Did anyone have them going 1-5 in the division and also not beating a team that was better than them in record?
That would have been surprising.
No, that would have been.
Exactly. Speaking of surprising, one even more surprising prediction for Kyle Brustin Nortman's show. We have Kyle's prediction. Brad gets his redemption. I can't read your handwriting.
What did I say? Brad gets his redemption.
I'm intrigued now.
Want me to read it for you? I don't.
Yeah, please.
It was quick. What number?
Bottom. Way
very,
bottom.
Very bottom.
Brad gets his redemption and finds he is actually can stay slightly on tune.
It's gotten worse, actually.
Yeah, it's gotten boring worse. Prediction.
It has gotten worse.
I appreciate the confidence in me, though. It was unfounded, but I appreciate it.
Brad Nortman. Not only will Strofe be at Ben's wedding, but he will be an usher due to the people backing out last minute. Damn, Brad!
I don't know. I mean, they wanted to be a crazy...
You think everyone's going
to
back out?
I mean,
wedding?
I could just see, not that they want to back out, but things happen. I could see Strofe in there, tux ready, being Ben, I got you.
Put the X-Files music on. One even more surprising prediction for KBN. Written by one Ben Brust. Brad Nortman.
Oh.
Is expecting.
Oh!
Read it and weep, Brad.
Let me see.
Buried under the ground, for 7 months.
Dang, that's Ben Stradamus right
good.
There. That is
isn't that
impressive.
Crazy?
Putting
I
in
know.
Work.
I'm getting chills a little
Dude,
bit.
I
that's
nailed
crazy.
It.
One father to another.
I had a father sense.
You did. The father, the spider, the father tingle.
Now, Strofe not far off, but very bland.
Wow, Ben, that's impressive.
Pets/babies will be added.
I was right. I mean, he's added two foster babies
but
and
saying,
another on the
but
way.
But calling that's also out true. Brad Nortman.
That's a specific.
Although you're not expecting, your wife Lexi is expecting.
Yeah, I played a vital role
you
in
sure
the expected
did.
Process.
Take it easy,
but,
he did bonk. Play a vital role.
Bonk. Brad Bonk. Brad Nortman is
wow.
expecting due to his wonderful, wonderful love with Lexi.
That's right. Very impressive, Ben Bruss. Very, very, very impressive.
Yeah, I mean.
Did you remember writing that?
I did not.
Wow.
I did not.
Wow.
So
good for you.
It's one of those things where I wish I'd be like, I told you the whole time. You know, wait. I wish I would have remembered that. The Arizona Cardinals will be the final remaining undefeated team from Alex Strofe.
Yeah, they lost to the Bills in week one.
Wait, why did you? What
what
made
a bizarre...
you? Why were you so excited about
I was
that?
High on the Cardinals last year. I'm not really sure why.
Brad Nortman had the Lions winning the Super Bowl. Now, this is interesting. You know why? Because this makes sense why he was basically Lions Brad, Vikings Brad.
Yeah.
You were basically like the NFC North stand for all the teams the Packers are playing.
Well, I
you
mean, there was good reason
the
for
Lions.
It. There was good reason for it. I wanted that prediction to come true.
Glad and you're wrong.
Rashawn Gary will lead the NFL in sacks
who,
with 18.
Who said that? Who
Brad?
Said that?
I said that.
You said 18?
Yeah, I thought this was going to be the Rashawn Gary year. I couldn't have been more off.
That's a drug test.
Yeah, lead the NFL with 18
a nice
sacks.
Drop
I regret
in,
that.
A nice drop in from Kyle Wallace. Will producer Alex Strofe be invited to Ben Bruss' wedding? Yes, Ben is a softy. He oh. right wrote that in.
Oh, yeah.
How do you spell softy?
Probably S
I E or Y?
F T Y, probably.
Yeah, F T Y.
Yeah,
that's probably. Oh, wow.
No, that's how I spelled it. How do you spell it? Don't know.
Kyle's surprising Green Bay Packers prediction. Packers will win tiebreaker for NFC North title.
Damn it, damn it, damn it.
Why tiebreaker?
The Packers are going
because
to lose in the
breaker.
NFC Championship game.
Yeah, I thought they were going to take a step in the right
Who
direction.
Who do you think they're going to lose to?
I don't know. Can't recall. I can barely remember what I said last week.
Yeah, well.
Who leads the team in receiving? Romeo O'Romeo.
Kyle.
That man had Romeo O'Romeo had some type of issue.
I guess I would have said any better.
And where does Jordan Love finish in MVP voting?
I probably said top five.
Fifth.
Mm-hmm.
He was outside the top 10.
Had he not gotten hurt, he probably would have been in the conversation.
Oh, here we go. Can't even, you know, it's a pretty, what happened, and here you go making excuses for
no,
things you're wrong about.
Be a revisionist to history.
Based off his final numbers and how he was hampered the whole year, Jordan Love didn't have an abysmal season. I mean, he was hurt most of the year.
He ended fairly strong.
Yeah, he threw one interception in the last 10 games or last 9 games, something like that, after throwing 11 in the first half of the season, something like that, or 10.
It was a rough first half.
He was up and down, injured a lot. He wasn't healthy, right? So,
well, what I know after digging up this Packers time capsule is I'm going to need to probably double the work in a couple areas of my backyard with Weed Man because my lawn needs to be better. Like, I've made that investment that I want to do this with Weed Man because I can't be the embarrassing home on the block. Because, you know, you want to have a sense of pride when you look at your yard and your lawn. You want it to be lush, green, weed-free. Well, guess what? Weed Man can help do that. They have kid and pet-friendly fertilizers. That's the huge part right there. They use golf course quality fertilizer and effective weed control to be a part of that winning formula and that winning game plan with Weedman. So all you got to do is get your free quote by going to weedman.com. That's weedman.com to get 50% off your first treatment, half off at weedman.com. Weedman for the win. Those were all fun, but these are the mean ones. Mean responses to our green and gold time capsule dug up yesterday in my backyard. Next.
You're listening to Kyle, Brust, and Nortman, KBN.
Ben, I've been a fan of you since Scalzo and Brust was on the air. You kind of are like a Pat McAfee for the ESPN Milwaukee. You kind of revolutionized this this channel and stuff.
Leo, I'm here for you, and I appreciate everything you say. We love you listening. And you can call in every day and say that. I won't get old.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
All you're ever going to be is mean. Why? you gotta be so mean. You, with your switching sides and your wildfire lies and your humiliation. You
TALiveShow.com. That's TALiveShow.com. Tomorrow at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. That is when Thanasis Adetokounmpo with Brandon Jennings, Kyle Kuzma, Brooke Lopez, and you never know what he's got is up his sleeve. They're going to be doing a wonderful event for you to be a part of. TALiveShow.com to get your tickets. Gruber Law Office's Thanalysis and is presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and Carbliss. Also supported by McDonald's and Prisoner Wine Company. Tons of engaging events. You got pop-up shops everywhere. Something for you to do. Family fun with Thanasis. And last year, obviously, Stephen A. Smith surprised everyone. You never know what Thanasis has up his sleeve. So all you need to know is go to TALiveShow.com to get your tickets, and I'll see you there at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel for Thanalysis Live on March 29th. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman here with you. Alex Stroh running the show. As always, you can get it in the show at 800-990-3776. That is the Carbliss talk and text line. List is more. And I believe Twitter's up, so you can stream us on Twitter. You can stream us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. And Alex Stroh, I believe you've combed through the Packers time capsule that I dug up from my backyard yesterday with the 2024-2025 predictions. Were there mean comments?
Yeah, there was a few mean. Some might find them amusing, like me. Let's roll through some of them, shall we? And you know, they say it's the people that know you the best.
We'll see about that.
Well, you're engaged to one of them.
Oh wow.
Dang.
Ben's fiance's surprising prediction for the Kyle Brust and Nortman program. Ben Brust starts wearing underwear.
Yeah, wow. She's trying to speak that into existence still. It ain't happening, Captain.
She'd prefer it to happen, and you're resisting it?
Hell yeah!
That's how hard of a stance you take on it?
I haven't been wearing underwear for 10 years.
So, 10 years. At that point, she's trying to change you, which I think is a great change. I don't want her to be the only one that is, you know,
trying
walking
to,
around appropriate.
You know, yeah, trying to make sure that, you know, I have underwear on.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm free as a bee, and I like it that way.
How about we go to Strove's girlfriend?
Oh.
Surprising prediction. Strove will no longer be unhoused, which did come true.
Ah!
Wow, nailed it. Nailed it, Strove's girlfriend.
It's like she knew something was going on. Interesting. How about Vince Vitrano, host of WTMJ's Morning News, 6 to 9 a.m. on her sister station, 620 WTMJ. His surprising prediction. He said, surprising prediction, I didn't know the show was still on the air.
Ah, hey, but I'm ching.
Got him.
Hit him with the dad joke thing.
I don't know what you mean by that.
But I'm ching.
Oh, I can't right now. I really could be able to.
Oh, got what? It. I don't know how the computer's
working. What show does Vince do?
I don't know.
The morning show, right?
Yeah, exactly.
He's on the afternoons.
Yeah. Who knows?
No, he's not.
Brad, wait. He took a shot at us. We're trying to have fun back. Play along, man.
Wait, yeah, well, no, wait. No, didn't he work for TMJ4? He worked here?
Vince who?
I mean, I never see him because he's like 5 foot.
Ah, yes.
Nice.
Yes. Ching. He's like a Oompa Loompa.
I walked up to him today. I said, hey, good one, man. Ha ha. And he goes, well, I stole all of Kyle's nuts that one time, too.
He did do that.
He did. Mm. He sure did.
All right, guy that works very closely with Ben in the building. His name is Sean. Handles a lot of our partnerships and all the in-betweens.
Nettie.
He wrote, Ben will win more Ben's Best Bets than Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust games during the football season, which was correct.
Wow. That's a really good prediction.
That's a good prediction.
And if you missed yesterday's Bama BYU over.
Cooked.
175.5 hit with 6 minutes left, and they went 201 total.
Thank you, Ben.
You know what I'm realizing is when I bet in a rush, I don't think things through. But when I take time,
that's usually how things in life work.
Yeah, yeah. Betting is a little bit more detrimental to the pockets.
What were you yesterday? Were you 0 for again?
0 for 1.
Oh. So he's 0 for his last six.
What about Vinny Capra?
It was part of a
that
parlay.
That was a parlay.
Well, that's just...
because I did it all in the rush of a moment.
It happens. This one's about you, Kyle, and it comes from our boss, Brian D, director of content here at ESPN Milwaukee. His surprising prediction says, Kyle Wallace will receive a Packers Pro Shop gift.
Shout out to the Milwaukee Brewers for hooking me up. Shout out to the Brewers. This is my crew. Brewers.com/tickets opening day Monday.
Is
that's
that how
my team.
Your allegiance just sways like that?
Hell
just
yeah.
Gives you a little bit of swag?
They sent me some swag. That's all it takes.
How'd they get you to receive swag?
Oh, my gosh. They delivered it straight here to Kyle
I just
Walls.
Want to point out that after this was written, I got another package from the Packers Pro Shop. Just throwing that out there. Got my own custom cheese head with
losers.
This one from Susie. I'm not sure who that is.
I don't know who this is.
But Susie with a great prediction, and a correct one, unfortunately, because if you haven't heard already, this will not be happening. KBN will not win the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Show of the Year Award in 2025.
Ouch.
Thanks.
Well, we didn't, so we were not even a finalist.
But just to say it.
Did we win in 2024?
Yeah, we won last year. Or we won 2023. This is for 2024, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I got you.
We would not be repeating.
What a harsh prediction.
Well, it's correct. We aren't a finalist.
I think I know who Susie is. I remember Susie asking questions.
Who is it?
There's another S around there.
Another what?
Mm-hmm.
Is Susie an alias?
Yeah, Susie is an alias. I recall somebody having a conversation about this.
Is Susie a man or a woman?
A woman.
What do they do?
Typically, they'll be at your wedding.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
I think she used the alias.
Wait, no, I don't think so. I don't know. I'd have to go through them. Anyway, this one I didn't understand, so I just wanted to bring it to the panel. I may have forgotten about something. This bold prediction says Kyle will eat sushi before December 31st.
Oh, Lance Davis probably did that one.
That's a deep.
Absolutely correct.
He's been trying to get me to eat sushi since we launched the show.
Weird.
I don't know. He has this obsession with sushi. Yeah, he wants me to eat sushi. Lance, I'm not eating raw fish. Cook it, man.
But have you ever tried it?
My stomach ain't made for that.
Tried it?
No, I've never tried raw fish.
How do you know?
What inclines anybody to want to say, let me eat this uncooked fish?
It's delicious and healthy.
Why don't you just go fishing and eat it that way?
You can.
Why haven't you tried it?
But you put it with avocado and rice and sauces. It's delicious.
You know, back in the 30s and 40s, they used to eat goldfish just straight out the little jar. Why don't you go do that,
I didn't
Brad?
Know that.
Yeah.
Instead of flushing them down the toilet.
They ate them.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. I can show you a video.
You have video of someone the third
My algorithm is ridiculous. I'm telling you. I got from rump shaking to goldfish being eaten. You can see it all on Kyle Walsh.
Shocking.
I don't love how the folks over at WTMJ view us.
Haters! Haters!
The director of content at WTMJ's name is Michael Spaulding. He wrote the show will be canceled.
Oh,
goodness
damn.
Gracious.
And he underlined
we
it.
We suck.
Wow.
We went from WBA award-winning show to not even a finalist.
And free fall.
He was just mad because we beat his shows out.
Any other, before I put a cap on the time capsule, any other responses that is worth sharing with KBN Nation?
Yeah, I appreciate the people that filled this out that don't understand how sports work. This one, regular season record. They wrote, how many games are played? I'm going to write 7-7.
That's a response.
Yeah, most disappointing player. Clay Matthews with a question mark. what game does the season end? Just wrote November 28th. Where does Jordan Love finish in MVP voting? Last.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Good answer.
Last in the NFL.
And then, in surprising prediction, this person wrote, Packers will win the Super Bowl. That's all the same person.
Oh, my gosh.
Do they have a name?
Yeah, their name is Juka.
Oh! She don't know no better.
This is Juke Mania.
She don't know no better.
No.
She don't know no better.
How about Homer's responses?
Ooh. Oh, this should be good.
Nailed 11-6. Nailed how many games Christian Watson will play, 15. For most disappointing player, he initially wrote A.J. Dillon, then crossed it out, and then just wrote the punter.
Disappointing?
You're not even going to put him by name, Homer. It's just disrespectful.
Yeah, and then he wrote one surprising position or prediction for the football season, and it just says Bears, W-I-T-H-E. I don't know what that means.
W-I-T-H-A. Witha?
Witha.
I can't help you there.
He lost his train of thought.
that's kind of bad to say about an old person.
Well.
So there you go. There are some of my favorite responses.
All right. Well, we got to make this more accessible next year. Not on paper to fill out, but digitally, because we live in a digital world. and doing a pen and paper prediction contest just isn't going
to
cut it.
Yeah, congratulations, by the way, to Nick Van Wagenen and Glenn Pierce.
Shout out to that.
They had the most responses correct.
Oh, wow. Good for them.
Yeah.
Are you showing people eating goldfish?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's proving to me that people ate goldfish in the 30s.
We could have just believed you.
It was a college thing. These are dumb college kids.
You realize that you can send that to Strofe and you can put it on the video stream rather than you doing an inside joke and leaving all of us out.
I was just showing it to Brett. Brett was
Do you have a video of you? Show me pictures and a headline.
I have to recall how I saw it on social. I see so much on social media. I mean, baby girl sees my algorithm and she is like, what are you watching? I'm like, I don't know. No, these are just people I follow.
You can like alter your algorithms if you want.
How? I like my algorithm. And you never know
like
what you're going to get.
You like them wild as can be?
I like them wild as can be. You know what CC means?
No.
Check the comments. Anybody else get those?
I just go right to the comments.
Yeah.
What's that supposed to be referring to?
Brad, you're too wholesome.
Yeah. I love the comments that are so mean. I don't get offended by anything. It's so good. But one thing I do know that we need to talk about is Kyle's losses at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. 2,000 square foot video wall. Mm-hmm. Paysbig.com/sportsbook. We were there for opening day. We'll be there tomorrow for the analysis live. And we'll be there tomorrow on Monday for opening day. I feel like I've probably spent more time at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel than with my fiance recently. But she'll be joining me for a couple of these events, which is great because...
Oh, she loves
Oh, yeah,
you.
She was with me on the Saturday where she placed all those bets and like... didn't let me give the betting slips away. She wanted to track them all. We had a ton of great food, ton of drink specials they had going on. It all is at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel in the brand new sports book. But what we need to relive is something that happened to Kyle yesterday. He needs a new barber. After 30 years, it's time to break up with your barber, Kyle. I'm going to tell you why next.
Mm.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
I'm about being young, wild, and free.
No, you're not. You're not young, wild, and free.
Yeah,
I am young, wild, and free. I check with a girlfriend.
Why are you going personal? Why are you going to talk about business?
I can still be free with a lady.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Great time yesterday during opening day being at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Sportsbook. Now, Kyle's 0 for his last 6. But somehow, Brad and I are to blame for him not being able to have money. How are we at fault?
Yeah, 0 for 7. 0 for 7. So yesterday at the start of our show, we were at the beautiful Pottawatomie Sportsbook, and the Brewers were getting ready to, you know, line up, and you guys were like, well, did you make any bets for the Brewers? I said, I sure did. I bet the Brewers to win the NL Central. You said, nothing on today's game?
It's opening day.
I said, yeah, that's on you.
No, it's too late. No, go, hurry, run.
First pitch is in 5 minutes. We should leave.
I said, only have money. I got to go get my hair cut, so I only have $40 right now, and I need about $25 to get my hair cut, and I have no choice. Like, I can't use it. Oh, it's opening day. So I go and I put my $20 in, and at the wonderful Pottawatomie Sportsbook, whatever you don't spend, they give it to you on a nice little ticket like this. And I'm like, well, dang, now I got to remember to cash this in so I can pay my barber because I only have a $20 bill.
I'm glad you said that. He said what he needed to say. I have to remember to cash this in.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with Ben and Brad?
Because
you have to remember to cash in what you need for cash. Ben and Brad.
I was peer pressured into making, first and foremost, another losing bet because of you two, because I was good on my...
Have some stand.
Yeah, you did a parlay that was a bit...
Yeah, you could have. You actually would have won money if you just would have played those as single bets.
Listen, fellas, I had 3 minutes to make a decision. I'm sitting there here and there. All right, they take the field. And I'm like, where's Christian?
You know what they call this? They call this gaslighting, toxic...
Yeah, they're gaslighting me and they're toxic, aren't they?
I'm referring to you, dummy.
How was it me? I should have stood on my morals.
You're blaming others for your shortcomings.
I didn't want to gamble. I didn't want to do it.
You're a grown-ass man. Make your own decisions.
I thought you were the man of the house.
All right.
Even if this is all true.
What do you mean it's all true?
Hold on. At the end of the show, you go down the elevators at Pottawatomie. Beautiful Pottawatomie, right at that top level, right? How far away is the little desk to cash out that ticket for a crisp $10 bill?
Bradley
Norman. How far away is
Bradley Norman? I'm going to tell you something.
10 feet.
Is it 10 feet?
Bradley Norman.
No more than 15?
When I went, by the time I went down that elevator, I went to go pee. And then I had to make a business phone call.
Bathroom's even closer to the cash.
No, not
desk.
That bathroom. Yeah. That bathroom's too small, and people in it, and there's pee on the floor sometimes. But they clean it up a lot. But sometimes, so I go to the bigger bathroom, and then I was on a phone call, and I completely forgot until I got to the barber, and I said, damn it! Messing around with Ben and Brad. I got this piece of paper. I ain't got
Again,
no money.
Messing around with Ben and Brad. You're an adult.
I have an idea. Did you give them your ticket?
When I told them the story about the ticket.
Okay. How much is what your service cost?
$25.
$25. How much cash did you have?
I had
three.
20. Yeah, three. Yeah, $3. Yeah,
that is a strange tip amount.
Why would you just round it up to 30?
Yeah, just round it up, dude.
When you go to the barber, as much rounding up to 30, costly.
Does he allow you to pay with a credit card?
No. Well, he said he has that now, but listen, I've been going to Mo for legitimate son 8 years old. He had a credit card thing one time, and I ain't seen that thing in a long time.
So it's all cash?
All cash, baby.
Okay, so you show up at Mo's.
I show up at Mo Cuts on 44th Street here in Milwaukee, and I get there. I'm sitting there like, Mo, man, do you do Cash App, man? Because I'm messing around with these dudes on KBN, and now all I got is a 20, and I don't have enough money for you because I got this piece of paper, hoping that maybe he would say, oh, I'll go to Pottawatomie, because he does go to Pottawatomie. Hoping you go to Pottawatomie, and he was like, oh, well, I do Cash App, but... there's a fee. It's a $5 fee. I said...
$5 fee?
$5 fee?
He won his money instantly.
He's hustling
him. To do the instant transfer, you got to pay an extra fee.
Yeah, but it's only like 40 cents.
Oh, I don't know.
He's hustling you.
Well, I wouldn't say he's hustling.
It's 1% of the transfer, so it would be 25 cents.
It's one business day delay.
Listen... he said he's doing a convenience for me. So I'm mad at you. I ain't mad at Mo. He got a
business. He's doing a convenience for you. I'm making you pay more money.
He should be mad at you.
For what?
You should be mad at him.
Yeah, you. I mean,
I should be mad at y'all.
Someone that's been cutting your hair since 8 years old.
I'd be mad for 30 years if someone's cutting my hair and they tip me $3.
That's a good point.
It's the culture. I don't.
Maybe that's why.
I tip the lady that cuts my hair at least $8, if not $10.
How often do you go?
I go every 5 weeks.
Oh, okay.
How often do you go?
I went on Tuesday.
It varies. I try to go every 3 weeks. I used to go every 2 weeks. I used to go every single 2 weeks, but then as my dreads grew longer and my job grew more important, I didn't really have time to go because he closes at
$6.
Every time, $3 tip, yeah. I mean,
do you think that he felt appreciated by that $3?
Yeah, he cooks it into it. He doesn't really need a tip. He cooks it into it.
All right, so you know that, upset, or
you're a cheapskate.
Yeah, no, I know he cooks it in, though.
We know this. We have evidence.
I know he's a cheapskate. But
frugal,
not cheap. Wait, hold on. I just realized something.
Thrifty.
What did you say your typical tip is?
$3. I love my girl, but I ain't spending $3 on her. That's been
living. You'll spend $3 on Mo, though, huh?
Yeah. I love my girl, but I ain't spending $3 on her. I love my baby, but she ain't been with me for 30 years or 28, 25
Why
years.
Why are you walking
29
into these
years.
Shovel. Situations?
Shovel!
Ain't no shovel. Y'all know I'm joking.
No. The authenticity of the way that you sounded was as real as I've ever heard you.
I've been with my girl for 30 years.
Something we have to remember is...
I've been with her for 30 years. She doesn't deserve $3. You kidding me?
Kyle, you went to school at Central Michigan University for how long?
I was there for a year and a half.
And where did you get your haircut?
I got my haircut when I came home to Mo.
See, that type of loyalty, and Mo isn't giving you one time of like leverage to be able to say, you know what, this one time in all those years.
I'll take care of you next time with a little bit more.
Yeah.
I mean, in his defense, I told
him. That's ridiculous.
Because y'all know how much I hate spending extra money. I was going to go to the store, the ATM, to go be able to go pull out money. And then I said, you know what, I'm already frustrated right now because I had other stuff I was trying to get done. So you know what, I'm going.
Frustrated.
Nah, I said what I said. I said, you know what? Forget it. I'm just going to Venmo him and take that L. And
you
paid him eventually, but I didn't pay him until this morning on Venmo or Cash
App. But you paid him the $5.
I paid him 10. It was 10. Yeah, I had to pay him 10.
Oh, my gosh.
You are
taking L's. Taking L's at Pottawatomie.
Yeah.
Taking L's there.
So you ended up giving Mo a normal tip as well.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Sure, if you guys wanted to be that way, I mean, but yeah.
$3 isn't a great sign of appreciation in the world.
I think it's a great sign of appreciation.
Yeah, Kyle, even I do 20% on my haircut.
20%
What does your haircut cost you?
Mine's 35.
Mine's 35 as well.
So it goes right up to, like, what is that, 40,
It's like $6.50 or something.
I custom do $10, just, you know, 35, big 45.
Yeah, but you're Benny Money Bags. Kyle ain't got that.
John chimes in on the Cardless Talking text line on cue with Alex Strofe. So Kyle will spend $3 on his barber, but he won't spend it on baby girl.
I love my girl, but I ain't spending $3 on her.
You know, you're writing your history, Kyle. You're writing your history. That's all I can say. Hey, football fans, listen up, because there's going to be nothing cheap about the experience that you will have here. Verizon is giving you a chance to win the ultimate draft experience with the Road to the Draft sweepstakes. 10 lucky winners are going to win tickets to the first day of the 2025 NFL Draft in Green Bay, including a round-trip car service from Milwaukee, hotel accommodations, plus access to the Verizon viewing zone, where you are going to be treated like a first-round pick. Don't miss your chance to win the ultimate draft experience powered by Verizon. Hurry to select Wisconsin Verizon locations. Enter by April 13th. No purchase necessary to enter. Must be legal U.S. resident of Wisconsin or Illinois. Age 21 years or older to enter. Void where prohibited. For official rules, ESPNWisconsinContests.com. We're back in 2 minutes. It's Kyle Bruston-Nortman.
I love my girl, but I ain't spending $3 on her.